turning into Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. I'm Joey, he's Jack. Eddie Bader in the house now. Man of the phones. We'll be right back.
Since you got a hold on me and you burn me, baby, burn me. My heart ain't my brain. If it was, I know what I would do.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Pam Huso. Renewed criticism against China and its response to the coronavirus.
The Chinese Communist Party has had the chance to warn the world and work with the world on battling the virus, but they chose not to, and the cost of that choice mount higher every day.
U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar in Taiwan. China denies withholding information. Recovery mode in the Midwest after a freak windstorm leaves hundreds of thousands without power. At least one person was killed. Dozens were hurt. In Chicago,
a heavy police presence remains in place in downtown Chicago after continued looting Monday, with protesters surrounding the police station demanding the release of over 100 people arrested accused of looting stores the night before.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy, Alabama's largest Coyote tractor dealer. The largest selection in the state. Test drive a Coyote today at Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The heat continues to be very intense, but the rain chances are going to start edging up a little bit each day. Today's high temperature near 96 with a heat index near 105. That's the danger level. Scattered showers and thunderstorms a little bit more numerous this afternoon and this evening, but still random. They'll fade out tonight, low 76. But tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, I think the rain chances are a little bit higher. In fact, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening hours. Some locally heavy downpours for some lucky towns, and high temperatures will be in the middle 90s tomorrow and Thursday, and low 90s on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. A 27-year-old woman is Montgomery's latest homicide victim, marking the city's 41st murder this year. Lisa Adair died in the hospital after she was shot in the 3200 block of Harrison Road Sunday night. There have been no arrests in this fatal shooting. If you have any helpful information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. A double shooting in Montgomery last night sent two men to the hospital. Shots were fired just before 7 in the 3200 block of Cotton Street. Police say both men have non-life-threatening injuries. More charges have been filed against David Justice, a local businessman accused of child sex abuse. Blount County authorities have charged Justice with 20 additional charges of sex abuse of a child younger than 12 years old. Authorities are now pushing to have his bond amount increased. And those are some of your headlines. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Julia Brooks.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You've got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
Here in Alabama, we know strong borders and tough immigration laws keep our country safe. What part of this does Senator Doug Jones not understand? In Washington, Senator Jones joined D.C. liberals and voted against $25 billion to build a wall on our southern border. Jones even said,
I'm not going to give wall money just to give wall money.
It's part of a pattern. Jones even voted against declaring an illegal immigration emergency at the Mexican border, once again trying to stop us from building a wall. Senator Jones needs to get tough on border security. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to support S-53, the Wall Act of 2019, and vote to fully fund the border wall. Because border security is national security. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Hello, Montgomery. Do you have more people and more devices using the internet at your home? Switch to Wow Superfast Internet 100 for $39.99 per month. And for a stronger signal, add Whole Home Wi-Fi for $9.99 per month. Offer details at wowway.com.
Wow. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
Hey, Joey.
How you doing?
Hey there, Eddie. How you doing?
Good. On the way in from the office to here, I was listening to you.
Yeah.
I could hear you go into your radio voice a couple times where you do that. You're the radio announcer voice.
Yeah.
Not the standard Joey voice.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of funny. Listen, on the outside, listening in, here you turn into Joey, the radio announcer.
What is my job?
Joey Clark, radio man.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Jack Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
Your job is to be Joey,
mm-hmm.
not to be this radio voice that I hear every once in a while. You go into, instead of being just normal Joey, your octave changes.
Okay.
Just letting you know.
May I bring up something?
Sure.
May I bring up the elephant in the room?
Please.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay.
You just heard at the top of the hour that news about that he's in jail in Blount County. I've had a lot of calls about it, and all I can say is that we really don't know any more than what's been reported.
Right.
But I do know that David Justice has had a long time relationship with Blue Water Broadcasting, and he's been a great sponsor of many of our shows on News Talk. It's unfortunate. I'm not going to discuss his guilt or innocence. I don't really know, but I don't want our listeners to think that we're just not reporting this,
right.
But everybody else has reported it so much that we really don't have anything to add to that, unless you do, Joey or Eddie.
I would just
very
say
it's unfortunate.
It's one of the worst things ever.
It's a very, very sad story, however it turns out.
Yeah.
If the charges are true, then God help this man, and he needs help. If it's not true, as some people have suggested, then let's hope he can bounce back and be a productive citizen and be a success, because he's had a business here for a long time that has served a lot of people, and he's helped a lot of people that needed help over the years, from what I know.
Yeah.
It's just unfortunate. I can't really add anything to it except what I've read. And it's just a very sad and unfortunate situation.
The biggest takeaway I got from it so far, Jack, is whenever you have salacious headlines in like this, we always forget. They're innocent until proven guilty.
Right.
And
right,
nowadays
right.
We get we try people in the newspaper, and I don't think that's quite right.
And it's one of those crimes that I've had a lot of people in my life talk to me about how they were a victim of it and they didn't go public. It's one of those crimes that it's unconscionable if true. And if
right.
So we'll see where the court cases go, the legal proceedings go, but it is what it is, and it's a terrible, terrible thing. 272-9228. Shifting gears here, Jack. We got a message about our conversation over the second hour. Starts off, it's from Greg, not Greg Budell, but Greg, the listener. He said, quote, "I only have a small window to call in because of work and had to hang up before you got to me, but you mentioned the World War II production ships. Think about this. At Midway, we had three carriers. The Japanese had four. By the time we got to Iwo Jima and Okinawa, we had 40. That's an insane industrial scale, like absolutely extraordinary." Greg goes on, though, Jack. "Also, I'm mad too, Jack. How do I get a bumper sticker or two?"
I'm picking them up today.
Thank God.
You're picking them up today.
I'm picking them up today. But let me add an addendum to that. Where I'm having them printed is over at Boosters on Fifth Street.
Mm-hmm.
Near, excuse me, near Ann Street and cross street from Haynes Ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
They have printed some signs, the yard signs that say, "We support our Montgomery police," and it has an American flag on it. There's a limited number of these. Anybody that wants them, they're giving them away. So that's at Boosters over on
Boosters. Okay.
On 5th Street, near East Ann Street, next door to Walker Printing.
Okay.
It's Boosters Incorporated. If you want one of these signs, feel free to go by there and ask for it. They'll give it to you. And if they run out, I think they're going to print more.
Excellent.
So anyway, and I will figure out a way to get the bumper stickers to you.
Yeah, once Jack picks up the bumper stickers, we'll let you know where you too can get your "I'm Mad Too, Jack" bumper stickers on the next episode of Powdered Toast Man. 272-9228, if you want to get in on the program. Let's go to Randall. Hey, Randall.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Randall.
You know,
wait a minute. This isn't Randall.
This is Big Dog.
Isn't this
Big Dog?
Big Dog.
No, we'll let that go, I guess. That's how he wanted to phone answer and want to play it. And, but, Jack, I got to tell you, whenever they pick up the flag, since they're giving away, if you're getting a flag free, donate money to have more bumper stickers made and people can get them free there, too. And that way to get the bumper, because, man, you don't need to see 1,000 people. You've done too good, I think. You know,
yeah, but I can't let Boosters be responsible for getting my bumper stickers out.
I think that's a little late. You just started giving away flags. They thought they'd be damn bunked anyway. But anyhow, that's just promoting them. I thought you was trying to promote them. I mean, that just gives them more business. Go get your "I'm Mad Too, Jack" bumper stickers at Boosters. But, Jack, I think if you look up on Alabama PoliticalReporter.com, I think they did a story late yesterday evening, and the way I read it, it sounds like that he, you know, I mean, had to get something off his chest. Just before I say anything else, you go check it out. And but I want, man, to kind of touch base on all this stuff, and I'll start with Bedford, since that goes back as far as we all want to go right now. If y'all really studied, he was chosen. Everything, that's how this whole, that's what America, and this whole, this radio, this, these 3 hours, they ought to be shared more than anything, because it shows you that we have people die for us to live like this in America, and we see how our young people have been lied to. We see the problem, but still trying to find out how we fix it. We just turn it off and don't listen to it. But that ain't doing our grandkids no good. The war has come here to this ground now, whether we believe it or not. And numbers have a lot of meaning to people. Y'all start studying. I mean, this 88 has 88 has meaning. And you put one more 8 on that, it means the opposite. I mean, and you can just go around, and this stuff is set up. They set it up through policy and how you get money. Just like the Sons of Confederacy, they get money from the government too. And to keep doing what they're doing, they have to follow a guideline to keep getting that money. And that's how they control us, man. And now that we see the problem, and we see what's going on, and how they think years ahead, and we're thinking about tomorrow, won't we pick up the iron and go get our White House back? I'm telling y'all, Donald Trump, I think he will stand with us, but he ain't got a chance, y'all. Not without us. Y'all see what's going on. These people went across these waters to die for us, and now we're going to let them come right over here and use the same agenda to take over our country. We see it coming, but we're just going to turn it off and let them destroy our grandkids. I mean, we've become the weak ones. I mean, all I can say, we've become the hat on them women that walk around in Washington. Mm-hmm. And if you don't believe this, I mean, we got to stand up here on this ground.
Amen.
And I love you, boy. I do. You are my friend. And they, you know, it ain't about celebrating, but they knew what they was doing. That's why Mr. Lewis' birthday lasts so long. Why ain't done it like that? It's all set up, man. This stuff is set up. we choose our paths, and we really ain't. We really not, people. And, I mean, and Donald Trump, why he's with Melania now? She was chosen. That's why he ain't with his first wife. Once they knew he was the one, he was ready, and he was the chosen one, they chose a partner for him, just like Michelle was chosen for Obama. And, I mean, and it goes back further than that. You can go to Hebrew, how they put Obama in there to make it sound like he's the Antichrist when he ain't. I mean, because if you study this stuff, man, that they think so far ahead of us. But now, today, on Joy Clark Radio and Jack's show, y'all just heard, we just pointed out all the problems. But what are we going to do about it? Are we going to let this man get buried in his Air Force uniform and knowing we're just cutting them NPR off, not worrying about how to start their money, how to shut them down, not worrying about the news telling lies? I mean, them little clips Joy played, they play right in, that's, they play for the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Man, and y'all to sit here as grown men and point out the problem and not want to do nothing about it breaks my heart more than knowing that man's getting buried in that Air Force uniform and knowing he did. At least he kept holding on us. And we got to do something, y'all.
We are, Randall. Working on it, buddy.
This morning, though, Joy, just like you changed how you talked about Trump. Now you laugh back. You know he should be. I think he don't have no choice but to say some of that stuff. They after him. And you saw it yesterday. They going to close in on it. Man, we got to get there.
All right, but, Randall. Yeah. Hey, take care, Randall.
Thanks, pal.
Reading the thing too much behind the lines, it's not like there are always threads being pulled. And yes, what Donald Trump says is quite entertaining.
Hey, did you notice, and you might have talked about it, and I'm sorry if I'm repeating it, but do you notice when they pulled him out of yesterday during the conference when they had the shooting? You notice how they told him and he's like,
yeah, sure.
All right, let's go. Yeah, I mean, it's just so casual, just...
And John Roberts, you were outside.
Did they come and whisper in his ear, or did they?
Yeah. And you can kind of hear it on the mic. Sir, could you come with me for a second? Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
be just, right back, though.
It was so funny. As if, yeah. Hey, we got a call for you in the other room. Can you take it real quick? Sure, all right.
Yeah. And, yeah, it was outside of the perimeter,
yeah.
But it was a
it was
uniform
close.
Secret Service. And John Roberts of Fox News was outside. Trump, actually, when he came back, said, John Roberts, you were outside? I actually just saw your report on TV. Great report. Thank you, Billy.
That's what I'm talking about. About, man. That's why I like somebody like him.
Yeah, he's very low-key in some regards, but very high energy, too. 272-9228. Let's go to Tom. Hey, Tom.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, sir. How are you and Jack today?
Doing well.
How's it going, Tom?
Well, it was going real good, though. I got to listen. Well, never mind. I'm not going to mention any names. but I called to talk about this thing with the... teachers and the teacher unions for a second. Just a very short piece here. Do you remember when Ronald Reagan was president and the air traffic controllers all...
I knew you were going to bring that up.
Well, he fired them all. And he brought in the military. Air Force, Navy, anybody that had air traffic controllers, they all went into the towers. And guess what? Those air traffic controllers either lost their jobs or came back to work.
They got new careers.
And I guarantee you right now that the military has teachers, instructors. They have people everywhere teaching math, reading, science, history. And we can fill those classrooms up with people. And those teachers that want to bitch about whether or not they can defund the police can go somewhere else. So that's my thoughts for the day. Hope you enjoy it.
Good one, Tom. Thank you.
We'll leave the light on for you, Tom.
Thanks. I'm looking for some rentals here.
Hey, give me a holler.
272-9228. No, I was saying earlier, I sometimes Randall, I think, gets in his own head a little much. I really think there's a corner that's being turned here as the president has changed his tone on so much about how to deal with the pandemic, and also as Biden is having to pop his head more and more out of the basement, that... You're seeing a turn in the polls. I think there's a lot coming in these conventions. They're going to be unique because they will be made, truly made for TV conventions.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, always remember this, that every party gets what they call a bounce after a convention.
Right.
So the Democrats are going to go first, and they're going to have a huge bounce, 8-10 points. Then the Republicans are going to have a convention, and then Trump's going to get a bounce. That's just the nature of the beast.
Right.
And we didn't talk about this yesterday morning, Jack, but what do you think of the choice? Trump said the choice is now for the location where he'll give his acceptance speech is either going to be the White House or Gettysburg.
You have a problem with both properties.
Hmm.
They're government properties.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot use government property to further a political agenda.
I hear you. But isn't that, that's,
I mean,
always been a bizarre
all
rule.
Speeches,
right.
What?
That's always been a bizarre rule to me. Because when you're giving, for instance, a State of the Union speech, it's a political speech.
Sure. Right.
Like when Nancy Pelosi, you know, when people talk from the Senate floor, the House floor, when Obama comes out and says we killed Bin Laden.
That kind of goes with the
right.
presidential territory.
Right.
A convention is a different animal. It's a rah-rah, fevered pitch, fire up the base, destroy the enemy kind of a deal. And you really have to be careful. Like, I'm not sure they could hold it at Gettysburg.
But the past few presidents since Reagan, isn't this the way they get around it? Since Reagan, they use Air Force One, for instance, to get to a political event. Don't they reimburse the government or something to that effect?
Yes, the campaigns. Now, if they're smart, they find an excuse to go to New Orleans, like to speak to, you know, the Southeast Cotton Association.
Sure, right.
And then while they're there, they fly to Shreveport to do a fundraiser. The campaign reimburses the government for the leg of the trip that was not presidential, that was political. So there's some strict rules.
I'd imagine that's what they're going to do, is they'll just, security expenses, they'll reimburse, and it should be taken care of. But that aspect aside, what do you think about the venue? Say it's Gettysburg. What do you think of that about that venue?
Well, I think it's awesome.
Yeah. I think that's the spot. Now, he might go to the White House, but I think Gettysburg.
Well, now, as Karl Rove pointed out on Fox News earlier this morning, somebody used it before, but they used the land adjacent to it where you could still see it. And maybe that's what they'll try to do.
Okay. Well, 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to John D. Hey, John.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
That scared me. I thought it was John DeVoe.
Oh, okay. Woo. No, if you want maximum visibility for the State of the Union, I would tell Trump to go and deliver his acceptance speech from the parking lot of the Taco Bell on Zelda Road Friday or Saturday night about 10 o'clock.
It'll have maximum impact.
Exactly. And you're reaching your core group. No, so we'll start out with a little levity, and now we'll get into something that ought to scare every American. Most people did not probably have the opportunity to listen to some of the hearing in the Flynn case before the D.C. Court of Appeals. In fact, I think it might still be going on.
Right.
The reason that we don't have filibusters anymore for judges is because of two of those judges on that court that participated in that argument. Judge Millett and Judge Pillard. Nobody's ever heard of them, probably outside of Washington, D.C. Well, one of them's described as the next Ruth Ginsburg, and she sure showed it. Okay? Mm-hmm. These are bright, smart people, but they have no value system. You know? It was just so apparent. Just the questions. One judge, bless his heart, I think he's blind, who's on the court, he asked him, he said, well, you know, you talk about the judge having to recuse himself because he asked for us to hear this case. Well, you know, do you agree, sir, that we have the right to have heard the case without him asking? Well, of course, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that'd be like going, gee, if the judge hadn't pulled a pistol on you and called you dirty names, would you agree that he wouldn't have to recuse himself from your case? Of course.
The point is, the judge asked for the rehearing and became a party. He can't be the judge anymore. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm just like, I expect better reasoning out of a sixth grader. Well, is that the best you've got?
Well, and honestly, you know? This is so jump the shark. I mean, it makes Fonzie look cool again. It's just ridiculous. And it's gone beyond normal legal opinion to where I'm not sure how this is going to end.
Well, let me tell you the best part of the hearing, though. When the Solicitor General representing the government was answering questions from the liberal Democrat judges, the guy that Obama tried to put on the Supreme Court that the Republicans refused to give him the hearing.
Right.
You know, you can imagine he's still mad about that.
Is that Garland?
And he was like, so.
Merrick Garland.
So anyway, he goes, now, the government gave this reason and this reason and this reason for wanting to dismiss the case. Would you agree? And he's like, yes. And then he goes, but, Your Honor, there may be other reasons. The Attorney General may have information that has not been released yet to the public.
Hmm.
And there was a lot more silence than what we just had here.
Right.
It was dead silence for about 20 seconds. Now, I'm telling you, that sent a message. It's not going to be reported much in the media. Maybe, hopefully, the right people will pick up on it. But can you imagine what they're sitting there in Washington, D.C. thinking about that statement?
Well, and I know, John, our Democratic friends don't want to believe it, but I maintain Attorney General Barr, he's not some spring chicken. He's been around the block a few times. He's brilliant. By the way, Jack's kind of his doppelganger. He's Jack's doppelganger. And y'all kind of look alike, Jack. And I always thought he didn't just make this decision to drop the Flynn case. He didn't pull it out of his ass. Excuse me, pardon me. He obviously was shown something by U.S. Attorney Jensen, and probably more than we've seen in what Sidney Powell, Flynn's attorney, has requested. So obviously there's something there, and folks who have been playing politics with this need to start taking it much more seriously. But, and I don't expect the Democrat politicians to take it that way, but the judges on that court need to uphold their duty.
And they are. Their duty is to the Democratic Party, 7 out of 10. And they will uphold their duty. But I just think it's funny because I want to be like that scene from Jaws where Captain Quint runs his fingernails down the chalkboard, you know, and everybody turns around and you just want to go, hey, do you get it? Okay. The judge has to grant the motion. It's already been decided. And by the way, the judge is now a party to the lawsuit, and he can't be a judge anymore. Now, that's just simple black-letter law, and they don't get it. Hey, by the way, you know what would be funny is? If you could ever talk Jack Campbell into going to Washington, D.C., get him a pair of horn-rimmed glasses, you know, and drive up in front of some protest in a black SUV and let Jack lean out the window.
It would work.
Wouldn't it be funny? And Jackie could go, now y'all go home, lads. It's time to go home. Okay? It's curfew time. By the way, when the protesters were rampaging in Georgetown the other night, you'd be interested to know if any of those judges' houses were in that neighborhood.
Hmm. That would be interesting.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? And with all the burning of the houses and yelling in the megaphones and everything. So, you know, it's just, they're creating their own mess. But anyway, the bottom line is, let's wait and see what comes from that hearing. But I think that remark from the Solicitor General about the Attorney General having information that other people don't know about, I bet that has sent a cold chill down a lot of spines.
Well,
that's
John,
all I got, guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye.
272-9228, this part of News and Views, part of the program brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth. Troop Booth is the owner, proprietor, expert in fine antique and estate jewelry over there at Heirloom Jewelers. It's a family-owned place, 40 years of specializing in acquiring the very best antique and estate jewelry items from all over the United States. Troop Booth, because of his expertise, trained at the Gemological Institute of America, can give you top dollar for those jewelry items you bring in, especially those finished pieces with gold prices off the charts. Any finished gold pieces or diamond encrusted pieces, you're going to get incredible value for. But with metal prices in general across the board up, you can also get good money for your so-called scrap or junk jewelry, your scrap jewelry, because of metal prices being so high. So Troop Booth is ready to pay you. You have to just set up an appointment. Call him at Heirloom Jewelers at 260-0066, 260-0066. You'll bring in your jewelry items. He'll give you a value then and there, and you get paid right then and there when you agree to that value. You can also make an appointment to check out what they currently have in stock at their showroom at 6948 Vaughn Road here in Montgomery, Alabama. Or you can go to heirloomjewelersal.com to see what they currently have in stock as well. Heirloom Jewelers, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 to noon. And when you call to set up an appointment with Troop Booth over there at Heirloom Jewelers, be sure to tell them you heard about Heirloom Jewelers here on News and Views from 9 till noon. More News and Views when we come back, 272-9228, if you want to get in on the program.
Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
I hate wearing masks. They're hot.
They scratch.
They fog up my glasses.
But when it comes to staying safe,
they're the best thing we've got.
So if we all wear them,
we won't have to wait on a vaccine
to get Alabama back to work.
Or to have school and football in the fall.
Or for small businesses to start growing again.
And our friends and family to stay healthy.
So let's wear our masks
so we can live our lives, get our economy moving,
and keep Alabama open.
Brought to you by Wind Creek Hospitality and the Montgomery Area Chamber of Commerce, who encourages you to mask up, MGM.
Finding the next job is a big job, and that part of what you do is a little tough right now. Because of that, Lowe's for Pros is here to help. Get $400 in leads on us with a free one-year subscription from Home Advisor to connect to jobs that make sense for you. Sign up at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty to get started. Just one more reason why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Now let's get to work. Subscription and $400 lead credit subject to Home Advisor's approval and terms. Valid for new Home Advisor customers only. Lowe's loyalty required. More terms apply. Valid through 99 U.S. only.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
To an Ivy League college. I was a nice student. I did very well.
Another lonely park, another Sunday.
Welcome back.
While you're laughing at that
You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Express Fitness 24/7. It's where I go in to meet my fitness goals. I'm going to be there today because I skipped yesterday. I'll be doing double duty.
What do you mean you skipped yesterday?
Well, I had things to do with the house. You know, sometimes you got to... Certain things climb the priority list, but I'll be...
Your health needs to be more of a priority, Joey.
Well, I'll be doubling up today, hitting the bench and probably some back workouts or maybe benching legs. Benching something.
Is it leg day today or anything, Joey? Is it a specific workout?
My trainer, on purpose, shuffles it. And,
good.
No, that's good. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger used to say, you must shock the body, shock the muscle. Oh, you think you've figured me out, but no... I can't do a great Arnold, but whether you're looking to do big, barbell lifting or free weights, or use cable weight machines, plate loaded machines, or you're just looking to get some extra cardio in, Express Fitness 24/7 is the place to go. I'm going to the Old Hogan's Gym location there at 3331 Harrison Road. So it's Express Fitness 24/7 at the Old Hogan's Gym. It's in the name, 24/7.
Yeah.
Once you become a member, you can go in anytime you like, one-time sign-up fee, then you can pay month-to-month if you like, which is great if you just want to try the place out. You're not stuck in some long-term contract, and they really do have all the equipment you could ever need. And there's a lot of space. The place was renovated, actually, during the pandemic shutdown. Looks great. Looks like a brand-new gym. I love it. I think you'll love it, too. You can check that location out and many others around the River Region at ExpressFitness24, number24.com, ExpressFitness24.com, or, again, stop by the Harrison Road location at 3331 Harrison Road and tell Jennifer at the front desk or Alex there that you heard about Express Fitness 24/7 from Joey on the radio.
A good buddy of mine has joined the Express Fitness in Millbrook.
Okay.
And his name's Rick Halstead. He's a little more serious about it than you are. He's kind of a body cut kind of guy, model. Mm-hmm. He absolutely loves it. Absolutely loves it. And he loves the fact that he can come and go when he wants.
There you go.
Because he works shift work, man, and... Hey, the gym's got to be there when you want to be there.
Yeah, y'all check it out today. It'll fit your schedule, Express Fitness 24/7. Let's go to the phones here, 272-9228, and talk to Cooper. Hey, Cooper, how are you?
I'm good. Joey,
mm-hmm.
You know, most of us in the listening audience have never seen you guys, but listening to your voice, we kind of form an imaginary image in our head about what we think you look like.
Oh, sure.
And I'm kind of picturing, a Steve Flowers kind of guy or something, and you go and tell me that Jack looks like Attorney General Barr.
Yeah,
he does.
Yeah.
Well, you just blew my image up.
A mix of Attorney General Barr and Curly.
Oh, but let's play this game further. What do you think Eddie Bader looks like?
Fat guy that eats donuts?
Well, it's not far off.
Kind of. No, I tell you, I was really disappointed. I used to listen to Dave Ramsey all the time, and I had this picture in my mind of what he looked like. Then I saw him.
Blew your mind, did it not?
I just couldn't believe it. That can't go with that voice. But hey, enjoying the show.
And before you go, what do you think I look like?
Yeah. Well, I think I have seen you once on...
But he's changed now.
On Facebook or something. You look like kind of a young guy, dark hair. I believe you might have had a beard or something.
He had a little bit of Fucci going on one time.
Not as much today.
No.
Yeah.
Cut my hair off, too.
Yeah, he cut his hair off. That was the big shocker.
Mm-hmm.
It looks good, too. It looks good.
Thank you, Eddie.
Yeah. I did.
Yeah, hey, but tell Jack I'm just kidding.
I will. he somehow, or for some whatever reason, he's not here right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Away.
Enjoying the show.
Thank you, bud.
272-9228. Yeah, who do you think the VP will be, Eddie?
Oh, man, I've got some good ones. I don't think it'll be Kamala Harris.
Okay.
I think she's out.
Yeah,
just
good riddance.
Yeah. I'm really going with what we were talking about, Susan Rice.
Yeah,
I think
their tracks.
You're right. They've got to put somebody in there that's going to protect what was there before in case they get elected, what ain't going to happen. Also, they need someone that's competent to be able to step in and say, let me tell you what Joe meant, and go from there.
Yeah, I think that's the correct pick, unless he throws some curveball. Which is possible, I suppose. And, you know, it's a head fake, and he goes with, like, some retired general.
Well, I know you probably didn't catch it, but 60 Minutes this week did a deal with his wife, Jill Biden, I think is her name, Jill. Mm-hmm. And she's a very impressive lady. Sure. Obviously very in love with her husband, very protective of her husband. Sure. But the biggest takeaway I got from that was when she went into defense about her son, about their son. And she said that...
Hunter, where's Hunter?
They came all after Hunter. He was just doing his job.
Mm-hmm. And, what was that job exactly?
Right. Leslie Stallworth doing the interview, didn't follow up. I was so, so sick.
Yeah.
But I will say, Jill Biden back in the day, holy cow, she was hot.
She's still an attractive lady.
Oh, definitely. But when you compare the two of him back in the day and her back in the day.
Well, but here's a distinction. You said hot. There's a difference between beautiful and
hot. Oh, she's beautiful.
She's beautiful.
Beautiful.
But there's a difference, would you say?
Well, yeah, but that was 70s hot. So.
Okay, fair enough. 272-9228. Got to hit another break here. But coming up. I want to get into this just very dishonest game Joe Biden and the Democrats are playing. And it has all to do with the payroll tax. Now, as I've said, I don't like the pen and phone idea when it came to President Obama. I don't like Donald Trump using the executive orders, his pen and phone, to do things himself. That said, on the issue of cutting payroll taxes, or in this case, just a payroll tax holiday, the Democrats are just moving to a very cynical political ploy, and it's one that drives me up a wall, because essentially what it is at the end of the day is scaring retirees.
Yes.
And it's just politics, especially right before an election, is not about the truth. It's about winning and wielding power. It is about posturing and throwing whatever against the wall, seeing whatever sticks. And I suppose Donald Trump knows that better than anybody. I mean, he did, what, accuse Ted Cruz's dad of...
I read in the Inquirer that your dad was involved, you know, killed JFK. I don't know anything about it.
But I read
about it.
You want to clear that up?
Yeah. People are talking. I don't know if it's true. But,
you love that.
More news and views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
Going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report for the first 6 months of 2020. Home sales in the River region are setting records every month. There were 200 more homes sold in June than in May. Even though the state was locked down with closed businesses, schools, and restaurants. I closed a house last week, and the interest rate on their loan was 2.75. In my 42 years in real estate, I've never closed a loan at this rate. Their new payments with taxes and insurance were almost $200 less a month than the rent they've been paying in a house in Deer Creek. We've had several listings with multiple offers just in the last week. If you've been sitting on the fence renting, stop it. Buy a house now. Sell yours now. Call your source for all your real estate needs, the Goodson Group. Call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Hi, this is Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet, inviting you to our Mohawk More Floor Sale.
For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring, including carpet, hardwood, tile, and laminate. Plus, receive half off any pet pad and 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 and schedule your free measurement today. Again, that's 285-8117 or look us up on Facebook. Save thousands during our More Floor Sale. Going on now at Prattville Carpet.
One Place Family Justice Center, located at 530 South Lawrence Street, offers a wide range of resources and advocacy to victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, dating violence, stalking, child and elder abuse, and human trafficking. Break your silence. Call 334-262-7378 or visit oneplacefjc.org today.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The heat continues to be very intense, but the rain chances are going to start edging up a little bit each day. Today's high temperature near 96 with a heat index near 105. That's the danger level. Scattered showers and thunderstorms a little bit more numerous this afternoon and this evening, but still random. They'll fade out tonight, low 76. But tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, I think the rain chances are a little bit higher. In fact, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening hours. Some locally heavy downpours for some lucky towns, and high temperatures will be in the middle 90s tomorrow and Thursday and low 90s on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Trust me, I'm like a smart person.
It's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do. And it's so nice to hear you say, you're gonna be me in every way. Honey, I got the notion, you're causing commotion in my soul.
Welcome back.
Okay.
Yeah?
So... Master Thespian delivered.
Yeah?
I was asking where my old speech teacher, Claire Gray, was. She called the radio station?
Yeah, or a friend of hers
did, yeah.
And I called her.
I'm so glad you called her,
Jack.
That's
where I was. I haven't talked to her in like 30 years. She was my speech teacher for 3 years at Floyd School. And, oddly enough, live right across the street from me.
Oh, I'm glad you figured it out. I'm sorry my text was incorrect. Got my wires crossed there on multiple.
The person that called in and gave us that number, one of the things that he wanted to make sure we shared was she remembers you TPing her house quite often.
TPing?
Oh, I think those are trumped-up charges. Why would I toilet paper my neighbor's yard when... No, I love Claire Gray. If I did, I wasn't drinking back in ninth grade, I don't think. I mean, I had her seventh, eighth, and ninth grade. She's an absolutely fabulous teacher.
And you did miss when you're on the phone with her, Jack. Cooper called in, and he talked about how often, and I used to do this when I'd listen to radio and didn't see the host behind the mic, that you get an image of somebody in your head just based on their voice. And he, Cooper, thought you kind of looked similar to Steve Flowers or something like that. And me saying that you look like Attorney General Barr completely shattered that.
Really? I'm sorry, Cooper. Yeah, I'm a short, fat guy.
No, but y'all really do. You wear similar glasses. You got a similar face.
Yeah, we do wear
face.
I just got these glasses. And it wasn't because he has them.
Whatever.
But anyway.
272-9228. Now, one thing that is driving me crazy, you know, Trump is part of this executive order, again, which I'm not a big fan of presidents, any president doing this sort of action. but part of it is a payroll tax holiday.
Yep.
And guess what the Democrats are saying, Jack? Trump broke his promise. He broke another promise to protect Social Security and Medicare. It's like, you...
How's he not protected it?
Right. And what they're trying to do...
He's giving away the ranch with this stimulus.
Thank you.
How can they say that?
Because they will say anything to scare retirees.
Yep.
And if you're a retiree, you're currently collecting Social Security out there, your benefits are not going away. Right. They're not going to be reduced. If anything, it'll just come out of your grandchildren's behind. Lovely country, isn't it?
Well, we need to produce some more grandchildren.
There is no lockbox. Lockbox. Al Gore. 1,000,000,000 degrees. Thank
you. Don't get me started on that guy.
Good God. Well, Dee Snider, a Twisted Sister, I think we should censor you. These miserable people. But this idea that they are essentially...
They're piss ants, Joey.
Yeah!
Piss ants.
Yeah, I'm mad too, Jack.
Don't forget to go buy boosters to get your I Support Montgomery Police yard sign.
There you go. But, yeah, that's the drum they're beating, Democrats are. You know, I always remember, because it must have been because I was early in, you know, covering politics every day. And I remember when Paul Ryan, when he was head of the budget committee, came out with a budget that balanced by 2044. And it's only 2020. This was like 2010, 2012, something like that. 2044, and what did the Democrats do? They ran an ad showing a Paul Ryan doppelganger throwing grandma off a cliff.
Yep.
Literally. Pissants is right. Stop scaring old people.
Oh, listen, that is the oldest Democrat trick in the book.
Yeah, try talking about the retirement system in Alabama.
Let me just tell you, every congressional candidate that was a Republican for 20 years. Well, you know, if he wins, and they would do TV, you know, these two old ladies talk, well, I like him personally, but you know, he's a Republican, and they're going to take away our Social Security. I mean, it was scare tactics.
Yeah.
And it's still going on, I guess.
And you know, it's one thing to get into a heated argument with somebody, but on like Facebook or whatnot, but when it's like your grandmother, you don't want to be like, Grandma, you're wrong. Like, you're misinformed. Somebody's trying to scare you. 272-9228. Let's hit a quick break here. It's only about a minute 45. We'll come back to Biloxi Gambler, Lori, others at 272-9228. Again, this part of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Take advantage of 50% off for News and Views listeners here in the month of August. On all those old videotapes, transfer to a DVD or digital file for your computer, whether it's VHS, Betamax, those old camcorder tapes. You know, one thing that's happening is the industrial grade, high quality grade transfer equipment is not being produced anymore. Dan Black has those machines currently, but you need to get it done now because they're not being mass produced anymore. So get those old tapes transferred to a digital format today. Preserve those memories, those old analog memories, by bringing them into the digital future. Also, any video production needs for TV commercials, online branding, any video presentation, Dan Black can cover you. And if you have a bunch of raw video footage shots, say like Eddie here, yeah, is a real estate agent showcasing a property, they can put those, that image, those, you know, different videos you've shot piecemeal into one big presentation.
That's right.
It's really a great, great place to go and get all your audio, video, and restoration needs met at Dan Black Studios. For you, some big box store or internet company, go to a great local business you can trust, 279-6036, 279-6036, or you can go to danblackstudios.net and be sure to tell them you're a News and Views listener. More News and Views after this very quick break.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. Final moments here on News and Views from 9 till noon. Let's field a couple of calls before we end for today. Dan Morse is coming up here at noon, so stay tuned. Let's go to the phones and talk to Biloxi Gambler. Hey, Biloxi Gambler.
Hey, guys. Hey, Jack, you had a speech teacher that'll still speak to you?
Yeah.
I had a... you're doing better than I am. I had I can't play piano at all. I mean, I'm horrible at it. And my piano teacher made me promise to never tell anybody she taught me piano. Hey, well, funny, yeah. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks, buddy.
272.
It's funny because Claire's kind of lost her voice, so she doesn't teach speech anymore. But she taught. She does teach piano. She was a great piano player as well. You know, I don't have any talents like that.
You're not musically inclined?
No, and I wish I were. I mean, I love music.
You ever
but
tried?
I just suck. I've never tried.
Well, 272-9228. Another thing to be mad about.
That's
when
the
you bitter.
I'm not that bitter about that.
Okay,
that's the most millennial statement I've ever heard Jack say in his life. I just suck. That's millennial. I can't do it. I suck.
Oh, I don't have any talent. You know, I wish I did.
Lori.
I suck at sports. I was never a good shot when we go hunt. I only shot birds, but I wasn't worth a damn at that either. I was pretty good at fishing.
Yeah.
But sports, no.
Lori, we don't have much time, but what's on your mind?
I know. Jack's hilarious.
Right.
John Belushi and Jack, they just are one of the same.
Well, you know, they die by the thousands, those fat actors. I really ought to go into Hollywood because... Chris Farley's dead. Belushi's dead. Who's the other fat guy that's dead? All the fat guys are dead.
John Candy.
John Candy.
John, yeah, exactly. I ought to go out there and try out for something.
Well, you said you never toilet papered your neighborhood. I'll bet you did.
Well, I did,
Jack.
But I don't think I ever did her house.
Oh.
I may have been a party to it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.